interrupting the current neo-coronial cricketism to bring you Behind the Woodshed. This is Cricketude Busting Episode BTWRLM 464. And thank you very much for tuning in. And those of you listening on Pastcast, Broadcast, Podcast, thank you very much. Spread it around. We've got to get the word out. Continuing the crickets, or continue to be crickets. I hope you remember about being crickets, why I play it. Because we're not supposed to be crickets. And we are. And all that cricketness has been bringing on everything you see, and no record to identify it, even beforehand, which is really kind of interesting. When you can start predicting this stuff, it becomes really interesting to watch. But we're not a society that wants to do that. And I'm hoping that one day we will. So yes, in the chat room, there was a little delay. Noticing something is going on. I think I may have figured something out. So it took a moment to get back up. Anyway, we have been doing the donation week. I just want to remind you, we won't usually go too much further, but every broadcast, if you have a thought to donate to the website, rlmfreelibertymedia.com, and that keeps the servers going and everything else that we need that keeps this word going out. And again, you all have, anybody who has some content, and hopefully you do some quality work with it, you can tell people about it. I think the network's available. There's lots of slots. Your time slot is likely available. There's only a couple of us that are now broadcasting at this point, and so we could probably have more. It'd probably bring more listenership. Although, they said that you make it and they will come, and that doesn't really work. When you find out that there's a lot of people, as I've been just noticing, it's ongoing. We are, again, I'll just say it. People don't like to hear it, but it's true. And you understand what I'm saying and don't take it as a judgment. You might really take a self-reflection. We're a society that don't know what to do against these occupants. And so we make up lots of stuff and we're looking for the next silver bullet, and there just isn't one. And I don't know, even when you have an idea, it still isn't one. And so it's an ongoing process until we could all come together to understand that we needed to have a better response from this thing called government. And it really doesn't exist. When you're living under occupation, that government doesn't exist. And no, I don't say government is governmente mind control. That's nonsensical stuff. If you think that's what that is, then you're buying into a lot of the nonsense that provides that you're being mind controlled just on that, and not saying, well, even if it is, then I'm going to have to be doubly interested to stop it. Doubly interested to not let it come against me and assert my sphere of right and property. As you see, this Klaus Schwab thing is saying you're not going to have property and you're going to like it. So if you don't have property, they don't have to give you due process. And if they take you out of property and stick you in administrative side, license, privilege, and there's two types of privilege there, but the permission, sanction by government, which sanction also has two words, to get you on the side, you get you on the side, in your mind, in your actions, that your administrative side, regulatable, then you lose, that you will not win. And so this is a part, as I was telling someone, we'll get off too far, but I really got a lot of stuff. Always got so many things to do. Questions have been asked about a bond process going through. Be careful on that. It's like any of this, it's all a process. You have to do it right. And the most basic letter I've been asking you to write is the start of that process. And if I can't get people to write the first letter, you're not going anywhere. You're not going where you think you're going. And we're not getting anywhere. We're just going to be doing lots of things. And then you notice, I also say, you don't talk on the administrative or mitigation side where they already have the right, the authority. You talk on this fact on the side where they have no jurisdiction. They don't have a right to make it. They don't have a right to an opinion. And so watch how you work this. Everyone wants to use these processes, so-called silver bullets, that seem to work, and they do work in some places. But they're not airtight, and one of the processes that's going along, it's a lot more work. And you got to worry about it is on state-by-state basis. I was glad to hear about that. They actually mentioned you have to go to your state code. What have I been saying? You go to your black and white in your state. That's the government has to recognize that. And so at least that word's getting in. But you got to look at each jurisdiction. Some jurisdictions are so-called, self-insuring. When you look very, you have to look deeper and find out what self-insuring is. It doesn't do anything like it, but they have a certain process you have to go through. Interestingly, I looked on the list of the law that was code that was provided for people to help on this process, this so-called security bond process. So you know what I'm talking about. I didn't mention that. You'll find that not all the states are listed. Why isn't it? There's a couple reasons I know that I don't know. I haven't talked to anybody there. Because it's the contributions from people that are in those, in the states that have done it. But I noticed a couple of key states that are so-called self-insured aren't there because it's not on the code side. It's not on the black and white. It's in the risk manager side. And anyway, so I'm just kind of responding. I didn't think I was going to do it, but I responded to a Twitter that came to me. And I just want to point out everything I've been telling you behind the woodshed. When I look at the news in the world, the notice in the world to us, it reflects back on us and it tells us, informs us on how we're supposed to respond. I've been telling you how to do that. And very few people want to take up their own responsibility to make that shield for themselves. And it's a tenuous shield because we're living in an occupation. We're living in an occupied country. And a couple of different layers of that. And I'm looking through the news and I see, you know, people would just follow what I'm saying. Just the beginnings. Again, the beginning, the start. Because you have to do what case-by-case basis. Each one of you has to do it. And you have to do it by the facts of your case and create the facts of your case. I'm not making any excuses about it. It's not my rules. It's just how this works. And so you do it. Everyone seems to go down the wrong path, the mitigation side, where the so-called authority, the government so-called, they're nothing but tyrants. They're not following one law right. And everyone already gives them authority by talking and arguing, in this case, on the COVID for masks or jabs and all that. The government doesn't have a right to an opinion there until they can demonstrate the non-fraudulent exigency. So everything they do is a violation. But the victories are claimed because, we got these officials to back off, school officials to back off. Be very careful on what you're being told and what you think is a victory. Because as I analyze this stuff behind the woodshed, they're really not. They just continue the problem. What they also do is they hide what actually should be going on, so we stop it. Like the COVID thing should have been stopped in January when I told you. We should have shut that down before it got to March. Look what's happened because people are quiet. Look what happens when you get on the other end, the other carnival mirror reflection in Ukraine. Look how they contort everything. You only hear one half of the story. And I'm not talking about just the Ukraine side. You're not hearing from the people on the street there. And when you do, you hear a totally different discussion. You hear a totally different, there's people there. And that people there is like people like you, who's been oppressed and been locked down. As I told you, the Detroitification of your country. How long ago did I use that phrase for those of you that have been listening to me for a while? Quite a while. I said, this is what they're doing to the United States. And now we're watching. It's like the finish. They're going to the finish of this thing. And some of this now is so far we may not be able to do it, so now we have to take a step back position. And they're going to attack us where we live. So let me get right to my tabs. Those of you in California and Florida, these folks aren't giving up. These folks about the endless diseases are not giving up. The chimeric, biological, CRISPR-style technology, and then beyond, they'll be moving it beyond. Attack against you is not going to stop, as we see. And referring to another story before that we did talk about to show you that this doesn't stop, and it's partly because you don't move back. And we actually, Kayate mentions it before I even speak about it. How is this in the air? Billions of GMO mosquitoes set to be released in California and Florida. Kayate, listen, Kayate. You have an opportunity there, even though, and I've said before, if you don't do in the administrative process, you may not have a right of action. But if you go to the jurisdictional side where they didn't have a right to attack you, unless they fulfilled it, and they're going to, and you can show where they're interfering, they're going to infringe upon your life, and potentially so. You have a right of action. But billions of GMO mosquitoes set to be released in California. Sounds like an old story, but it's a new run against it. Now in California, remember the Zika and all that. Let me read a couple of points here. In defiance of science and public health concerns, Monday the Environmental Protection Agency approved the mass release of billions of experimental genetic engineered GE. Mosquitoes into the United States' most populous and agriculturally significant states. The British biotechnology company Oxitec was granted an experimental permit. Are you understanding all the consistencies with COVID? Experimental use permit for the release of genetically engineered version of the species of Aedes aegypti across Fresno, Tulare, San Bernardino, and Stanislaus counties in California, and in Monroe County in Florida. This will be the biggest release of GE insects in the world. Now, we can read. Here's a notice. And before that, in this Cryptagon article, it says, in other Bill Gates mosquito news, flying syringes. That's the story I reported behind Woodshed years ago. And he's adding that to this thing, reminding us that Bill Gates wants to release genetically modified mosquitoes to inject you with vaccine. Now, understand that's what their plan is. Understand endless diseases is on the table. Understand the moronic variants that come from it, and you find out that it's actually chemical weapons. You find out they have unintended consequences, or as we actually find out when you research, they have intended irreparably harmful consequences. And so we have a little notice here. The EPA has already approved it. Well, I went and I'll give you the link, the regulation link. You go through and find that. You'll find out this thing was done and ready to go on March 7th. They've been given authorization. I don't know that they didn't move already. But if you are interested to worry, and you look through this article, it talks about the perils of this genetic material. If you look at the article, it'll give you the points that you could put in an injunction to stop this against the EPA fully bringing the right record forward to allow even an experimental process, because it has ramifications and unintended consequences that have not been done with yet. Those of you that are in these areas have standing to go into a judicial side and try to enjoin this. Here's the point about that. If you're positioned well enough and you understand the subject matter, and you would have to do a little bit of research on how it would, they're going to say they did it justifiably. You're going to show how they didn't because of the outstanding problems. You would give yourself this, you have the standing to at least bring it before the court, get it into an open record. It's kind of like running for office. It's not something you want to do or need to do necessarily, or that you even want to win. It's that you just want the forum to speak. And you build that memory muscle that we were required to do to stop these things. These endless things. This is all coming really seemingly out of the 1992, I think, Biodiversity Convention for the trading of genetic materials. And this is what this whole thing really comes from. They started it way back then. And so we keep moving. You can read in this article, I found points. If I was looking at it and without much more, I thought I saw, I felt pretty comfortable. I could just take the list of things paragraph by paragraph as harms, things the agency did not do, and sue to enjoin that until they solve for those problems. Because if they're finding out, and the main thing is that the genetics is not constrained to the experiment. They're finding that this genetics of the chimeric change goes to the wild population, which means that these mosquitoes, nature finds a way. These mosquitoes aren't infertile like they're promised to be. That's probably your first argument. And then I think you can actually use COVID, what's happened with COVID, the unintended consequence. You can actually bring that in and say, this is what happened when they tried it here. And you bring up the fraud, and you bring up the response, which was wrong. And it was all by administrative process they allowed it, which was still wrong, because they didn't actually do all this. And so without an injunction, you're going to bring this woe upon the society at the same time due to dereliction within the administrative side. So trying to give people ideas if you're positioned. Folks in Florida and California, you're sitting on it, and they're going to do now a new one to you, and this, we don't know what this genetics, and this, you look very carefully, it's about these proteins. We don't know how they are going to be translated, and if they get out and all this other, whatever, they talk about containment. It's nonsense, because it's already proven in the past they can't contain the genetics. That the protein that's created that they claim is going to be sterilizing the mosquito of its type doesn't move and affect us as people. Anything else, actually, that the mosquito might bite, and transfers that protein. The spike protein, some other type of protein, the hook protein, the gig protein, the GAF protein, whatever you want to call it. You put a name on it. It's a foreign protein that gets injected that your body deals with in a way, because it doesn't fight it. It actually looks like it's coming in a natural way that it fools your immune system. That's what all this technology has been about. Why you have the proprietary lipid technology, the pegylated technology, which has been surpassed by another technology, make it even harder for the body to see. In a nested, like Russian doll payload, while you have the other three lipids, because they come as a shell. They've constructed these lipid particles, nano-sized, as shells. So they shed one shell after the next. As it goes through the next process, it's accepted into the next process, but it's shed by the next. It's destroyed, and then it exposes another one. It's a little bit like a sabo dart for an anti-tank weapon. They've got this shell and this round, but inside the shell is another round that also has a penetrating device. It's also tipped with something to actually let it get into the cell of the tank. So this is not an unknown technology as far as how they can penetrate fortified systems, protected systems. So I've given those of you in Florida, California, you have a way to stand up for yourself. Make it a record. Show how these agencies are not doing what they're supposed to do. I've given you a link to, I think you have to do the first one, the link I found for the, it became an experimental permit that was amended, and they moved it into a March 7th immediate use, so I don't even know whether or not it's not going on. If it hasn't, good to you, because you can stop even the initial try. Anyway, it's going to take a little bit of study, I don't think too much here, because of the listing in that article tells me I've got four or five good points, it seemed, that I could track back, perfect, and then put that in an injunction paper. This is some information. Again, I can't get to all the tabs, just too many. But I'm going to bring up some old ones, and so it's going to be a little bit of old news, but to show you even back a couple weeks how behind I am, but that how it's been moving. I told you the dominoes are falling. They're now trying to make this thing endemic, this COVID thing, just to say and show how they dismantle the system. Like, where's Fauci? Where's Walensky? The CDC, where are you? They disappeared. What happened to all those as we march in Ukraine? But say SAGE stands down, signifying the end of COVID pandemic in the UK. Scientific Advisory Group for Emergencies, SAGE, has been stood down in a clear sign the government believes COVID crisis is over. Although the group stands ready if required, it will no longer meet regularly. The first time it was halted, it has halted its ongoing response since January 2020. Stop there. This is an internal commission that's now not going to do it, but remember here it says, stands ready if it's required. These are ongoing, endless harms. We're told exactly how this is all going to work, and it doesn't end because they start cutting it out, and I've told you to be careful about this, because once the emergencies start toning down, It's very much harder to try and stop it. The thing I do know is if you went back to what I've been saying about identifying the fraud in the beginning, now there's some statute limitations for fraud, but it's like 10 years. Now don't shrug your shoulders and say, what can I do? No, what I've been telling you about how you attack the fraud of not declaring a non-fraudulent agency is on the table. And at least in some states, some statutes, it's 10 years. Some may be longer. You have to, again, wherever your jurisdiction is of so-called remedy is, that's where you use. And so, okay, so we see weeks ago, even the UK, its advisory group was cut down. Remember, in the United States, an advisory committee or advisory group is a federal, it's defined in federal law, so it's federal. Demand upon even the states who create advisory groups, and I've talked about this before, nothing new, they are advising an agency of the federal government. In the UK, that would be of the UK government, outside of the local jurisdictions, whatever they are. So this is telling you there was some cooperation going on, coordination, if you will, as translating to the UK. It all works the same in all the rule of law and democracy places in order and how they work. And if you understand and see that, you can start to find better ways to at least make it miserable for them to continue until more people see how to do this. So anyway, their advisory group is toning down, but not going away. Pay attention to that. Russia restores flights restricted over COVID-19. And understand there's so much I'm not talking about. I've talked about it before, but I do want to call your attention. Some call it COVID-19. Some call it COVID. Some call it COVID pandemic. If you listen very carefully, they either don't know what they're talking about. They're commingling all these terms, but they're telling you certain things. So if you're only talking about COVID, they're only talking about the common cold. They're talking about COVID, they're talking about flu-like symptoms. If they're talking about COVID pandemic, they're talking about the fraud that was foisted by the WHO, not the rock group, the OWL, or even the little ones that live in Whoville, but the World Health Organization. So Russia flights resumed to 8 more countries, lifting restrictions that imposed 2 years ago from the coronavirus pandemic. What was that? That wasn't a coronavirus pandemic. That was the invented man-made disaster that used a protein they called SARS-CoV-2 that is invented and possessed by the federal government in conjunction, I think, with Moderna on the one side. And if not, then years later, the proteins created by Moderna that found to be very similar to the unique proteins that were created as a second, the second one, SARS-CoV-2. So Russian flights are restored. We're seeing the downturn of this. I told you it was coming. We just keep cognizant. I want to keep reminding you this is not over. As they restore flights to 8 more countries, you see the Ukraine war comes, the sanctions coming. And I hope you're listening very carefully to the news, the notice to us, and you're seeing what I've been telling you. The sanctions are not going to stop Russia from doing what it feels. And we got evidence of exactly what I was saying. My interpretation, once I heard what they were doing and why, my misunderstanding prior in not seeing what that it would be good for Russia. They, in fact, are moving. They've actually come out and said what I told you they would. And how important this is against Russia itself. And I say, stop putting this in the nation. Stop getting into the propaganda. Start thinking this about property, about self-defense for yourself, wherever. Just put yourself in the same position and then look at the problem. You're going to come up with a whole lot of different answers. So as Russia restores flights over this generic COVID pandemic thing, they can now only go to a certain few places as the pressure is put on everybody around the world. You're going to live in the austerity of the new system, the Great Reset, and a couple of different layers of that. So remember, I'm not promoting Russia because Russia is also promoting its own Great Reset. And they're moving exactly the way I would have thought and suggested to you before and thought before. They're moving into the next iteration of control. So be careful on maybe moving me into, I'm a cheerleader for Russia. And also always consider, I'm not really including people generally in any place. Like I said a long time ago, I thought people, looking around at what people do and what they think, it's kind of an interesting, all the differences are interesting to me. I wish I would have went around maybe more and did that. It's not their government, though. And you're going to hear the apps. Remember, there's silence. Remember, you get all this propaganda about what's going on. You don't hear about from really the people. There's a couple of journalists that are showing us if we were to go find them and look. Patrick Lancaster is one of them. Here, if we can accept the translations, listen to the people that live in these places. And start weighing that for yourself. Put yourself in that position and say, what would you be doing? What would you be thinking? What would you be feeling? And then turn around and look and say, well, they are actually doing it at your home. You just haven't seen it. They're doing it invisible to your eyes. They've put you in lockdown and then they shelled your country and they destroyed your infrastructure, all under the while claiming they're protecting you. And understand what they're not hearing over there too. The agents of change, the army over there is inside the residential claiming that they then claim that Russia bombs the residential areas. You don't hear much noise. It says that they've put change agents, they put armies inside amongst the people to require that attack. What else is someone going to do to stop that? You have to, that's why they want humanitarian corridors. They want to get those people out that are not part of the problem. And the people that survived the battle, you go in and you listen to them. Listen to their words. Those are people on the ground. I don't know how we can give any more power and weight to the propaganda than we can the people themselves. So even on par, even if we give equal weight, we cannot agree. I cannot agree. I don't know about anybody else, but I cannot agree that there's people on the ground that are all suffering because governments pretend to be doing things like protection and defense and security. And remember, the United States is, you know, the Department of War was changed to the Department of Defense, should have told us something. Go read Title 50 to see whether or not the government can attack you, and go look and see whether or not they are and haven't. Then so we can keep being those crickets, or else we can start formulating in our minds what is important to each one of us that we find important enough to be a voice, however small, and however upon a smallest point, to be a voice that cannot be removed because someone has a counter opinion. Because I've been telling you, you do not walk in with an argument. You do not walk in with an issue, as they call it in the court, which means argument. You walk in more like equity, where you have title to the point that you're talking about, and you have an irreparable harm happening that nobody has the right against you to do. You don't talk in questions. And that's why I keep pointing you back to communicable disease statutes of due process, duty upon officials, that was failed. Because what happens when they start doing that is exactly their plan, but we see it now coming out. I told you this would come over in years. We'd finally get the answer. There are people that are not everybody's corrupt, but then there's also those that want to make the cover. They don't look like they're corrupt because they were cheerleading the process before. And all of a sudden, they got to find cover because they see the truth is on the horizon. The MIT scientists, mRNA vaccines are worse than the disease itself. There will still be problems. The professor from MIT predicts a dramatic increase in deadly health conditions in the future, such as autoimmune diseases, blood disorders, strokes, heart attacks, and always fatal prion Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease. Now that 10.8 billion, bravo, billion, injections have been administered in 184 countries, the future of humanity is bleak. And so I won't read more again. We look at that. I think back, and I'm a little bit, I don't know how I should broach this, but as I look around what I've been telling you for 2 years, an MIT professor, scientist, predicts the very same things I told you back in May. I think it's at least by May. Certainly, I think, in 2020. And I look behind the woodshed, and the guy behind the woodshed doesn't have any papers. That I've been telling you what this MIT scientist said back then. I did the same thing as a professor. I've done it as someone who enforces law, if you can call it a lawyer, maybe a solicitor. The many things I've talked about, I'm amazed. Now, again, this is not without study. Where would you put someone who's put 30 years of his life in studying this condition, this system of destruction and occupation? At what level do I put myself that I look at this and I say, well, if I said the same thing back in May, where am I in this? Am I a professor? Am I a scientist? Am I a solicitor? And I would have to say, after 30 years of study, where you put somebody, anybody who has 7 to 8 years as a doctor, that it's funny, the perception of people won't listen to someone who has the credentials without the paper. To say the very same thing here I've told you was in the paperwork. All you had to do is read the patents, read the studies, read the tests themselves. That we didn't need an MIT scientist or professor to tell us. But here it is. Now we get it. So the experts say, they're finally coming to the point 2 years later. We didn't need these people, but here it is. Now, I appreciate the insight, but you didn't need to know it from these people then wait for academia to tell us. And in some regard, when I'm talking to you about being a professor, a doctor, a scientist, a solicitor, without paper, it's really all of us have to have this awareness of our surroundings in our society. I'm not saying anything greater than any one of you should have in yourself. I just find it amazing we wait 2 years to find someone, some story tells us that an MIT professor found that the vaccines are worse than a disease. Of course they are, folks. It was a plan to kill people, to hurt people, to diminish people, cause commerce. This was the greatest organized criminal syndicate exploitation I think I've ever noticed, even looking back in the history books. 2/3 of Israelis report having adverse reactions to COVID booster shots. Do you think? The MIT professor just said, we didn't know before. If you didn't listen to the guy behind the woodshed, not because he said it, but because it was in the paperwork that everybody can find. You can go back to all the blogcaster pages and look at all the links that were only the tip of the iceberg to inform us. 2/3 of Israelis report having adverse reactions. Well, that's kind of a lot bigger than what the other guy was saying. The MIT professor. So we have concurrence is the point. Look for these different places that may give us concurrence. Here's the other thing. I'm not even talking about arguing all that. You don't argue it. That's a consequence of not doing the jurisdictional side, of not the local official to you naming you in a document from a health report from a medical professional that you were the infectious principal carrying an infectious agent. Every one of you have avoided these things that were predictable. And maybe you avoided them if you're on the fence because of what you heard me say. I don't know. I'm hoping that you did enough research. And I don't mean just say no because, oh, that's because what they tell me to do. I didn't do that. I went in and said, well, they're telling me to do it, and this thing looks pretty serious, but what are we really looking at? And then I made my decisions based on what I was funding. That exposed the lie, right? My actions were based on some foundation. And more than that is I realized and told you all how that pressure does not come on me. They cannot impose the mitigation stuff without being a trespass in the first instance. And where did we hear that? Just to give a little bit of shout out to that again and remind people, that was what, the John Jay information? Where he says when you get confronted by people that are trespassing you, claiming that you're doing the trespass, you go to that incident report, you call for the facilities manager, you get your list of information and questions, and you get them to commit to the crime that they're doing against you instead, and you bring that as an enforcement remedy, whether whatever it is, depending on what happens to you, but you bring that as an offense or even a defense, a collateral attack upon the charge. All that needed to be done, and all that was there to be done. We all needed to be, as a society of informed and aware people, be that professor, that the doctor, the scientists. We need to be the solicitor in our own life. We need to be the hero, if you will, as I hear lots of people wanting to say. You need to stand up with this awareness that's much more comprehensive than they want to give everybody the knowledge to have. And I understand we may be defective in how we get there, but that's not an excuse. That we are all supposed to be these things. And when I hear that last story, I say, what else did the guy behind the woodshed? Myself, what did I tell you early on that the whole world ought to have seen? And we didn't need to wait. If you think you're critical thinking and you're defensive, you can defend yourself and all that, and you've waited till now to hear it from the MIT professor just to be able to say, oh, see, I told you so. You've missed it too. You've missed it too. You've got, because look what's happened in the meantime of that silence. Official data, fully vaccinated people account for 9 out of 10 COVID deaths. The fully vaccinated account for 9 out of every 10 deaths from COVID-19 in England and 4 of 5 deaths among the triple vaccinated, according to the latest data. It's 4 out of 5 different than 9 out of 10. And so this is, the word. But here's, we have COVID, and we have COVID, and COVID in the title, that's coronavirus, common cold, can't be, COVID-19, well, that's the bioweapon. That's literally the chemical weapon. Remember how we identify that. It's in the patents. We already know that they can't do anything. They can't patent anything natural. There is a patent on this thing. It's a protein string, which is a chemical. There's nothing biological in this. It mimics. It's an analog to chemicals that biology has. If we give credit to that theory, and I'm trying to show you how you back something up into a problem where they haven't even, it's like science hasn't, you know, we've got very few laws, and even those laws may, by a critical view of somebody, be shown to be wrong if you have the right proof. Because that's what science is. It's a continuing question and challenge. It's our best guess on how we best proceed. And so when they said they're going to best science, that's a fraud. Because what if the best science is none actually at all? As I've told you, since that's a fraud, that begats fraud. And that's how they sort of did, like I said, the 2008-2009 problem with the finances. That when fraud was monetized and made current and currency, the rest of life would follow. And you're watching it. I just admit, I say that and I'm amazed that we didn't get any response from the people other than how hard the binding, they had put the shackles on us. That's all our complaint was. And still to today. But anyway, we're seeing now what the MIT scientists did, and some of these are weeks and weeks old. Some of you have already heard all this. I'm just trying to tie it together to show you this was a predicted, and this is even too removed from where we should have been focused on, because it's the consequence of an improperly applied mitigation condition where they wrongly or did not conclusively and objectively determine what the cause was. I'll get us back over to that Ukraine war. When you look over there and you listen to what's going on in the news and you don't really kind of go deep, and it's hard to find information as they start scrubbing it. But if you don't look really deep, you don't understand the cause. You end up coming with a mitigation thought, a mitigation idea, notion of what should happen over there that's going to be wrong, and it's going to have irreparably harmful consequences. I want you to see the condition of how we do wrong in our looking at things, and how hard what the work is it takes, and how hard it can be to really be a critical thinking, responsible, responsive victim, you know, of what's coming down. And I say victim because you're in an occupied territory, you're already subject to this. And anything I've been telling you is how to at least bring a neutrality to the occupier. And I relate it over to things like the savings clauses, because they had obligations on them as an occupier to do that they failed to do, even as an occupier. And this shows you that so-called international law thing. There is an honor if you want to be recognized in the world, you have, well, there's always that caveat, the thing that they call a country. It blows that little rule out, but always exception to a rule. But anyway, if you expect to be recognized in what you do and for what you do as a nation, you honor certain things. And that's what you see is the limit. You watch why the United States doesn't go in. You watch why NATO doesn't actually go in. Why they have to do fraudulent terms to say, well, we're going to commit defensive money. When in fact, you know, this is going in to interfere with what Russia says to them. And I agree. I admit to have to admit to their feeling and perception. They've taken action. I can't deny it. This is life threatening to a nation, to them. And so we foment the other side by not getting engaged ourselves, but we go ahead and we give more to the one side to prolong the fight and the misery of the people that are there. So there's a different objective going on. So fully vaccinated, more harms. Again, this would be stated not as a defense or not as, oh, look at here, because the courts have given the authority to be able to do this. You have to show first that they didn't do with the duty of the law in any jurisdiction around the world. And the consequence of that is these things, these last tabs. Why? Because remember, they're going to continue this. They said that in the SAGE group, that they're going to be sitting here ready to wait for the next thing, because you know it's coming. And I'm going to say this little next tab is a harm. Evidence of what I think is a harm, and they're playing it off. It's fascinating to watch. We've already heard of Biden, the husband, Biden. You listen to him speak at the State of the Union, and it's like blabbering nonsense. We hear it from his wife, too. Jill Biden mistakenly introduces Kamala Harris as president, then says she was just joking, I think is evidence of jab harm. And I've said this before a long time ago. This is not a jab at her. This is predictable because it interferes with your thought process. I'm on record of all this. I don't even have to work hard at this. There's nobody that can challenge me on this. Well, with any credibility, let's go ahead and challenge me, but you're dismissed quickly, pretty quickly. So she mistakenly refers to Kamala Harris as president. Well, is that a plan? That's the thing I thought. But is this also jab harm? And I told you, these people that are being jabbed, that are in places of decision, they are now going to be affected. Their competency is now on the table. It's now on the table. And so those last tabs I told you, where they're finding out that there's consequential harms, is the proofs that you use to bring the probable cause to believe, if not the conviction, to start really hitting on these people that did you dirt. I know a lot of people don't want to hear that. They don't want to do it. They just want to sit there and let the thing pass by. This thing is not passing by. All it is going to be that you're going to be glad you got away with the little bit you were able to do and it didn't affect you. Well, but it did. And it affects your families down the road. It affects your society. But we have, evidence here that we have some jab harm in the president's wife, identifying Kamala Harris as the president, unless it's a plan. And then we got a different thing. And so I don't even think this is, you look at people that are incapacitated, presidents that were incapacitated in the past. I think Mike Roosevelt might have been. I don't remember now. His wife stepped in for like two years, making decisions behind the scenes. No one knew. Well, this lady may not be able to do that. And so then you look at the consequence. If that's the case and the top end of it is taken out, they can't even hide that. When a president goes down, then maybe Kamala Harris does become president. If not that, then we get this other thing sitting as a threat. The Pelosi. I think it's worse than the Kraken. But anyway. A possible means to prevent a reverse nerve cell damage found by scientists, which I think it was a kind of interesting thing. I've told you also, they bring in a harm and then they come up with the technology to fight it. And you're stuck in the harma chains and shackles these things cause a nerve cell damage. These jabs, there, you see it. You don't have to have, there's no opinion to the contrary. The documents all say that. Now we're getting the MIT professor scientist to acknowledge it as well, that these things cause nerve cell damage. But wouldn't you guess that the scientists have found a possible means to prevent nerve cell damage? It just happens to be in the same technology of gene therapy. And so understand the consistency with how they roll this out, how you're brought in and ordered to be subject to pharma. And I guess I should just say harma because the P's are silent. And then now you're trapped. You're in this medical trap that they only treat symptoms and they never actually look at the cause. And I shouldn't say never, but that's far and away not really appreciated. And they bring it in always for a good thing. Why wouldn't we want to use it to stop Parkinson's? And for those people, if it works, great. But understand what they just did on a global level. It's gene therapy. And it happens to address the very problem they're what? Causing. Now, won't you, in that capacity, want to get this Merck gene therapy that certainly is not going to be handed to you free? And then we have the other layer that I think is being missed. All these universities are doing this, and I think because there's a law that says if they invent stuff, they get the money from it. They get to license this and get money from it. This is just a horrendous, I don't even know the word, the adjectives just slipped my mind. How evil. It's evil. This is just evil. What's going on here? Your taxpayer money is given to people to privatize technology to sell to you at high levels of money in a system that was a whole job. If you look at the establishment of the government, one of the, I think it's the main thing is to promote commerce. So they have the answer now to the thing they harmed you with. And who's being harmed? A Twitter thing came through and just blows me away. Just like he says, Edward Dowd. If true, it boggles the mind that it's a video of a statement that says that the millennials with this already in 1 year, the millennials have suffered greater than the soldiers in the Vietnam War. The statement was that the millennials, due to this gene therapy, have died more in more numbers than all the soldiers in the Vietnam War. 61,000 millennials have already died. to the Vietnam soldiers, 58,000. The millennials have suffered the Vietnam War and didn't even know it. If you don't understand, when you see this, you look and you think of what I've been telling you. You're watching stuff right in your face. You're watching the society being attacked in war and don't even really recognize it because it doesn't come like the movies show it to you. Truly stunning. I have to agree. That's why he brought this up. If true, it boggles the mind. Absolutely boggles the mind how silent. Because I remember a long time back when the names were being put and who the soldiers were that were killed in Vietnam was being put in the news when the population went into the other, piece that stopped the Vietnam War stuff. The media started feeding that, showing the names of people. And if you were in a place that was above 250,000 people, there was multiple names. I can't truly remember anything of that. But the multiple names every day of soldiers dying that you didn't hear one name, unless it maybe came from alt media so-called, that stated there was a death due to this chemical weapons attack on society that now just the millennials now understand, which boggled my mind even more. The most fittest, the youngest, the fittest people in our society suffered the Vietnam War in 1 year. Remember, the Vietnam War was a 10-year total. Their numbers happened in 1 year. We don't talk about the other ones. What about all the people we saw being murdered in New York, the elder folks, which has to be going after the, as I told you, going after what? The pensions. They don't have the liability of Medicare if all the recipients die. Anyway, lots of ideas we could go off on. But think about that. The millennials in 1 year suffered the losses of death due to this jab, this crime against us, this chemical weapons attack, suffered the deaths in 1 year that was the soldiers' deaths over 10 in Vietnam. Fascinating. Just stunning. And that was just one age group. And in face of all this, now turning down and showing the harm, and now the professors now see it. I mean, I guess I was going back. I really feel well. I told you this was the right side of the history, the right side of the observation to be on. If you listen to me behind the woodshed and go down your track, protect yourself the way I was saying, you'd come out of this on the right side of the discussion. That you could claim, well, I guess if an MIT professor can see it now, I was the MIT professor. If he was a scientist now, I'm a scientist. If the lawyers still haven't got it right, I'm a solicitor. I do the law. Each one of you could say this. Not just disregard it. You would be your own authority. And you would be on record and to see now all the experts say coming up now to meet you. As we used to do all the time, the representatives, the congressmen, we would jump in for the mining district stuff and do types, certain communications. We'd see a bunch of people turn because of a lot of work that we were doing on a subject matter. We'd watch as the congressman marched away thinking he's leading the band, so to speak, and the crowd turns the other way and goes, and politically, he's just a political muppet. He'd noticed that the population had changed its opinion and turned on him, and all of a sudden you'd watch his policies change as he's running figuratively through the crowd, now marching the other way in another direction, and he'd grab the banner and start leading the banner, the march that direction. You do that, and then you call him out for it, which we did, and then he retired. So I don't know about all that. A lot longer work. The point is that we were there to do that, and this is what you would have been doing. You would have been a society that turned around on your so-called leaders and went in the correct direction and watched as they come through your ranks. And you could have stopped them knowing that was going to be happening and shut them down, and you boot these people. You get rid of them, or they get rid of themselves, which is what I hope people start to demand as well. I don't know all the answers that are here. We're in a bad way, but if we're going to be quiet and we don't even offer a peep, in particular now when we got all the social media that we can just lay waste to these people verbally, and I don't mean just to lay against them. I mean really lay down the nubbins of the nuggets that you place that they just can't answer, and everyone sees that. And I don't know that people see that, but I'm hoping that they start to. Well, there's truths, and then there's the foundational truths. And I'm trying to focus people on the foundational truths, because The truths that we write about, generally in social media, tend to be the truths that are the consequence of the foundation that no one talks about. And we need to be right now talking about that foundation, because that foundation is going to protect us. Because it's not, this attack's not stopping. And I guess that's my point. I keep looking. This is not over yet. Folks. This is not, they're not letting up. You'd think they would. If COVID's going away and all these other things are going on, why aren't they letting up on it? And then they got your mind off on something else, and then some of you didn't even care about that, so you don't care about much of anything. But the imposition, the occupation, tightens its noose on everyone, including you, whether or not you see it. If we didn't know that the millennials suffered a Vietnam War death, you watched for 2 years while a group of people died, and you did not respond to the war against them. And you maybe even say, well, good, it didn't happen to me. That's really not the right attitude. I can just tell you that. For people, as the question comes up, for people who never got COVID, what are the odds they will never will? Here's what experts say. Well, if you look at COVID, look at the title as we move along here, though it's good, the jab, the gene therapy is causing irreparable harm everywhere, anywhere it touches, it seems, and long term, and we don't even know. That's just what they're already seeing. It'll kill off a whole generation of kids in 1 year that died over a 10-year war. Wow. Wow. And yet, the question comes out, for people who never got COVID, well, that's coronavirus. Everybody who has an immune system, I would have to say everybody who's been around at all, had COVID. That's coronavirus. COVID-19? Well, that's if you didn't get the jab, because that was symptoms of a chemical weapon. Remember? We keep things this straight here. But what are the odds that you never will? No, you did, and you are immune to the extent that you got it and your body responded to it. But that's not the influenza either. So we have another thing that's seasonal, influenza. You're going to get the flu again. In fact, one of the main killers of people late in life is the flu. That's why it kills people. It's all the numbers they could pull to cover the chemical weapons attack they did on people around the world. This story goes on in the first opening, says as pandemic restrictions ease, acknowledging this easing of a fraud that no one challenged, some of the estimated 57% of Americans who have not yet contracted the virus may be wondering, if I start living life more like normal, going mask-free and restaurants and shopping and parties, what are the odds that I will never get COVID-19? Well, COVID-19 is flu-like symptoms. You're going to get flu-like symptoms. If you have allergies, they're bad. If you get a cut and you don't treat it, if you get some sort of insult to your immune system, you're going to have the COVID-19 symptoms of some sort. So this is like a poll. This is a false question setup. But listen, the estimated 50% of Americans who did not contract it is not a pandemic where people are dying in the streets either. They say the Centers of Disease Control and Prevention recently estimated that about 43% of the people in the United States, or about 140 million people who have been infected with coronavirus, not influenza or not even the chemical weapon, which leaves 60% never having had it. They also mentioned, I think in here, 60% didn't get a vaccine. For all the amount of 90% they're saying they were trying to get, the 80% they claimed, the 70-something, 6% in some jurisdictions of injection. This is an interesting article to go through and think back what they're saying, and just really think back to what really is going on. And they're trying, again, to eventually promote that there's an ongoing thing. Well, there is, because seasonal cold and flu you can't call a pandemic on those. You can't call a pandemic on flu symptoms. And you can't really call a pandemic on a man-made disaster that's patented by the government and then at warp speed attacking the people that in one group kills off almost 50,000, 60,000 in a generation. In 1 year, folks. I want you to think about that. What it took 10 years in the Vietnam War to kill soldiers, 58,000, did in 1 year with the millennial group getting the injection. COVID-19. Treat virus, now it's out. The MIT will tell you, the MIT professor now tells you, oh, these things are damaging. But now the the word to us is what we should have done, like you heard behind the woodshed. I told you early on, even before this thing got started, you don't want the flu. Protect yourself. You can clean your hands. You can spray your nose. And even that comes out here, right next one. But spray your nose and spray your, keep your nutrition up. We heard all about how you can keep your nutrition up with various vitamins to keep you up. Then we heard about some medicines. And they are medicines, so you have to be careful on how to keep yourself from being affected by these things. That's just being healthy. All your time was being told how to be healthy. But now we hear, treat viruses like cold and flu. And this is in the place that they locked everybody down. Close contacts have confirmed COVID-19, which is what? Flu symptoms, because there is no test for an infectious agent. COVID-19 cases, the word cases has a definition, so this is a lie. There can't be COVID-19 cases without a medical report, and I don't know of one, and I don't think anybody that's been commenting to me or contacting me has found one. They certainly don't have it for them. COVID-19 cases, as a special definition, cases for communicable disease, who are exhibiting no or mild symptoms, well, that means they're not a case. We'll no longer have to go into isolation under the changes agreed at the National Cabinet on Friday in Australia. For all the oppression on those people. Folks, I've been telling you in Australia, where's Max Egan? Stand up against this. But don't hit it on the mitigation side. Hit it on the failure to identify that infectious agent. Take away the authority of the National Cabinet to make a decision. And they don't even have the right to tell you that you of what little bit you get to do now. But instead, self-isolation for healthy people with mild respiratory illness would be voluntary only. Australian leaders, I guess it's a little line off your fishing nylon with the lure onto it. Leaders also agreed to move away from PCR testing for healthy people. You think, folks? What did you hear behind the woodshed for 2 years? I told you over time what we were saying, what I was saying, what your research was finding, true research, would be coming around. And here we are this week. I can pull a lot of it together, showing you these people had no jurisdiction to impose a thing, and now they're trying to find a place to soften the blow. But you can still catch them for the fraud if you will. Otherwise, it's coming back. And if you don't get the exercise memory to even try to do this, and do it the way I'm saying, because you're going to hear, if I get to the tab, how the governments are outlawing challenges. But they can't outlaw a true challenge. They can outlaw an opinion, apparently, which means you don't have your freedom of speech because you don't have freedom of thought. But they don't have a right to hit you for being some kind of an extremist when they failed to do a black and white duty in the law. What I've been talking about having you all do to protect yourself. This is coming up, folks. So Australian leaders, I guess fishing for the groupers with their lures to see who will bite, also agreed to moving away from the PCR testing. Well, that's a lie. It wasn't a test, right? So we all know that. And for healthy people, why would they test if you're a healthy person? This is the other stupidity behind all this. I'm talking to the people, anybody in Australia that would listen. You're stupid. That's to S-T-O-O-P-I-D. There's nothing here that you didn't have a thing to have a say back. And nobody did. Instead, they argued, oh, it's bad to put us in isolation. Oh, we're going into concentration camps. Oh, the masks. Oh, the jabs. Oh, the mandatory this. It was all the wrong focus. And now we're seeing the consequence that they're just relieving what all was a fraud. You're just watching what the things that they did as tools to get you to comply, they're now removing as reliance. And they're saying what? What this whole thing has always been. Well, just treat it like the common cold or the flu. Now, folks that get the flu, you better be real careful because that flu can kill. Remember that. Don't ever forget the flu can kill. Influenza kills. So you better treat that one correctly. Australians could also find out in a matter of weeks whether they need to receive a second COVID vaccine booster ahead of a predicted winter surge in infections. There's your out. For those of you that could be compelled, that's the way you go in. They're going to continue this potential on an anticipated surge that they've never identified the infectious agent for. And your local laws will, in the communicable disease laws, will tell you the process by which that was to happen, and you will find that that has not happened. Therefore, your officials tasked with that duty and obligation are derelict, and they are now in liability. So I'm going to stop reading here. Right in Australia, they're telling you they're removing everything away. They're not relying on anything that they were going to rely on to prove that you healthy people were sick. And I'm telling you that this is showing you the fraud that was being used, and they're backstepping this thing, and you were always supposed to treat it as the cold, common cold, and common flu. Seasonal, which can never be claimed to be pandemic. The whole thing is really kind of exposed right here, if you understood that. But someone steps up and asks the same thing that I asked, the question I told you that I do, relative to anything, forget this COVID-19 pandemic nonsense, this SARS-CoV-2. I have a certain protocol I do when I'm going to be in the public too much. And it's a season that's likely to happen. We're going to have transferring colds. However, that theory is, whether I fully understand it or not, things happen. And so I've got a little protocol I do. And this little story comes up. Again, I told you over time, you're going to find out. There's things you all could do yourself, and some of you are. I'm not saying that you aren't. I'm just saying this was always on us. Mayorkas releases new rules. Excuse me, I jumped too far. Mayorkas releases new rules. The consequence of this fraud, like Australia, I just interjected these this morning. Mayorkas releases new rules on the extremists. To continue, not to jump to what's going on, what I do, but here. What Australia is doing to relieve, we're now finding is being attacked if you don't have the right position. And this is how they did it to the people in Canada, and where they do, how they get to extremists, what they did to the people in July 6th or whatever that was on the White House. But they now put this by rule. Remember, this is administrative. That Mayorkas releases new rules on extremism. DHS will target anyone who believes election was stolen or who challenged Fauci's ever-changing COVID narrative. Well, if that's the truth, I can tell you, you shouldn't be making those, don't make those points. You find the ones I'm telling you to do, and you fit right inside this, and you bypass that. It can't come after you, because you're not arguing or challenging Fauci's ever-changing COVID narrative. You're showing that a local official is derelict in the duty to bring on irreparable harms and attack the state, of which the Department of Homeland Security did not protect you in this terrorist attack, chemical weapons attack. So now you put at odds what they were supposed to be doing, opposed to what they're telling you they're supposed to be doing. So you got to be careful that the federal level, they don't have the power they're claiming, so you got to be very careful. I have to kind of check my words here about even challenging Fauci at all, because he has no authority. But what was happening is a terrorist attack that killed, now you have evidence, that killed the whole generation of people, 60,000 people, and the DHS was silent to stop that. And they were silent at warp speed to stop it. But what am I saying? You're actually attacking DHS now. When you see this kind of stuff, you have to position yourself and find your position that you can fire from. In Joe Biden's first year in office, over 2 million illegal aliens from dozens of countries walked into the United States across the southern border. The numbers of this year look even greater. Joe Biden and the DHS Secretary Mayorkas, they immediately opened up the U.S. or southern border. So this story, as I read this, and I just need to read that through, totally off point of what we should actually be talking. They have the authority to do all that. What does that have to do with the title? And so the people who write these articles aren't even focused. Like, they don't even know. It's like we suffer this mental problem. Nobody speaks right to the problem that they even have in the story sometimes. Sometimes it goes off. It's like this is their own political bent. But we get down to the point. So he starts off there, but then we just get back to the point of what he should be at, where the DHS is saying if you argue against borders, you argue against the election, excuse me, and then you argue against Fauci, that you're going to be considered an extremist. Don't do that. And you don't have to. So they run with the border stuff. That gets, see, they're just fueling the Trump thing. They're just fueling that, this article. But you need to focus on where this, the notice that says they're causing a threat, then you might think that you don't want to broach that, and I'm saying you don't have to broach it. And don't be quiet, because now they've given you the, actually told you where you can go. Now Mayorkas is working in a very important project. Rather than shut down the border, Mayorkas released new rules on extremism. And so now they show the potential of the extension of DHS, why they started here. And they go on to stay and speak here that March 20, and it was done last year. And I say that because this sets up new legislation that came this year. And then I'm going to get to the next tab. The March 2021 unclassified threat assessment prepared by the Office of the Director of National Intelligence. Do we laugh now? The Department of Justice, do we really laugh or do we cry? And Department of Homeland Security, that is just a head shaker. Noted that the domestic violent extremists, quote, who are motivated by a range of ideologies and galvanized by recent political and societal events in the United States, pose an elevated threat to the homeland in 2021. The assessment pointed to newer, quote, socio-political developments such as narratives of fraud in recent general election, the emboldening impact of the violent breach of the United States Capitol, and conditions related to COVID-19 pandemic and conspiracy theories promoting violence. That, quote, will almost certainly spur some domestic violent extremists to try to engage violence this year. I've told you, forget the violence. You don't need to even go there. So that's one notch off their box of checks. Then we have conditions related to COVID pandemic. You call COVID pandemic fraud and you eliminate this rule from you, but you go to prove how it is by it's never been identified that the symptoms were attached to an infectious agent. To my mind, forget the election. If you still believe elections or anything, you're deluded. You need to go research what goes on and start with that little certificate they require that you pledge allegiance to the United States, the district over there in Washington, D.C., if you think you have an elector standing. Anyway, aside the point, going back to our focus, because this is right at the election is a privilege. You get to opt in. The election, the Capitol invasion, that most people didn't involve themselves with, but the fraud is for elections isn't dealt with at the federal level either, but it's also a district thing locally to the states. But what we is getting on you is this so-called pandemic, COVID pandemic, which you then show could not exist by your local law. So you're not doing political, societal events, not engaging in that, and you're not motivated by an ideology. Unless they want to say, the government officials say, the black and white code, the statutes, the law, even so before that, is merely an ideology. And so I've been telling you how to position yourself this whole time. These people are not letting up. The fact that this rule happened in 2021, we saw the news how it was being now invoked to be, what's the word? It's an EX word. I'll stop there. I want to say exploited, but that's not a word. Executed upon. You saw that last year after this in the news. Okay. So what I'm showing you here is back then they were already defining what an extremist was. And I told you then, don't get into political or societal events. Don't get into ideologies. Stick in the black and white that was upon an official of any, even local or national, that they failed to do. And then you watch and smile and see if they're going to say, well, that's just an ideology, because then you got them again anyway. But you'll see the character of their mind, which is corrupt, psychopathic. But you're not going to find any of that, because they're going to run like the wind away from it. They're going to try and evade. They will evade justice, and they got the system there to pack it up, so you have to be protective of that as well. And we should as a society. So back in March of 2021, they were developing for us the standard by which they were going to measure what an extremist is. And I've been telling you forever, don't look like that. Make a record so you aren't said to look like that. Your record is established by the black and white, and it's a dereliction of an obligation and duty. Heavy on the duty. Find the duties. Why? Because even if you look at what the silver bullet ideas are, you always see now that that duty, now that word, is coming up higher and higher in the relevance and importance of what you do. If you don't have a duty on an official to do something, It's written in black and white, not the one you create, the one that they're obligated to. If you don't do that, you got nothing. And then you'll come crying and I'll get the email. Oh, they're not listening to me. Yeah, well, they're not going to listen to you anyway. But when you have the right record, you at least aren't making the mistake to claim an opinion is on them where you can show instead and required to show an objective black and white duty in a law that pre-existed their office. It was part of the establishment of the office or employment as we go now in this corporate side. So, I just wanted to point out, here we have rules coming out, and they're giving you the definition. I've been telling you, don't do that. Don't look like any one of those. And the way you do that is by a record. You can't do this by silence. Silence gives them the presumptive right to do what? The murder memo. A bureaucrat says, oh, you're an enemy combatant, and we get to take you out. And they can choose whatever way they want to do that. Now we move another year, and we hear this, and this all came this morning. $1.5 trillion federal spending bill allocates $2.6 billion for programs. I can't even get, excuse me, I just can't fathom some of this. $2.6 billion, folks. Billion dollars. Out of $1.5 trillion. We are certainly an insane society. But anyway, moving, I got to read this. $1.5 trillion federal spending bill allocates $2.6 billion to programs that fight, quote, disinformation and, quote, hate. Now, we've heard all this, but I've been telling you how you keep out of those two words, by whatever definition. And then when they come and assert it against you, you say that's fraudulent and that's done to evade the law. And now you got them again. If you stay inside the black and white, have a record for it. But we see now the federal government took this Mayorkas rule and now extended it into the censor, what they call censorship, and they're deeming it to be national security level stuff. And now it's got money behind it. The Congress is appropriating money. Now they get to come after these definitions. And now if you're really understanding what I'm saying, you're able to counter that immediately. Let me add a little bit here, context, I suppose. The huge, who's speaking here? I don't even know anymore. What language? How do you pronounce an H? A hooge? $1.5 trillion U.S. federal spending bill that's expected to be signed into law by President Joe Biden today allocates over $2.6 billion for democracy programs. Remember, you live in a republic, and that's been subverted. Where do I know that? That's not my opinion. We sued it. You sued that usurpation in 2013 in Kitzhaber versus JMD versus Kitzhaber, and that's what they are promoting. Direct democracy is part of this. It's all part of sustainability. It's all part of the destruction of the Republican form representative government because of the people are crickets. And I tell you that, but with all sincerity, honesty, and backed up by a law, because the law is there to save the republic that you need to know about. It's called savings clauses. And this usurpation that's put laws over the top of all this still has to honor the prior. Whether they do or not is only going to point out how important and how much of a war you're going to be into. And not one of us is going to fight it, I don't think. We can do our best. We can maybe keep it off a little bit. But for a society as a whole, it's getting worse and it's going to get worse. Democracy programs and requires these programs to combat the misuse of social media to spread disinformation or incite hate. Well, you shouldn't be even dealing with social media. You should be turning your attention to what you need to do to protect yourself with the officials that are derelict in the duty you identify by black and white. Not your construction and your misinterpretation of terms, just the way it is. Just find the way it states it and apply it honestly and genuinely the way it's stated and intended. And say, they didn't do this and they were required. They've destroyed in me due process, they've destroyed my property, they've infringed where they didn't have a right, go on and on and on. And that's an irreparable harm. If it's in property, it's the value of the whole property. The value of the whole property. So you better be able to put a monetary commercial value on that, even though you're avoiding commerce. Because that system only sees damages where it says that equity doesn't exist. And we see one case in the world that we know that they're going to deny equity. In the Toulouse case. So we got a different problem there. But that's reality. And thank you to anybody that went to go look at that case on the TN Courts YouTube website. take a herd. I hope you took a herd, not being a herd. Take a here and see what the nugget of that is. Understanding that I don't know that there's a misstatement made by Mr. Tulis at all. Then what you're watching in the attorneys and the courts is a big evasion of justice. Because you're watching that hearing at all. The hearing was not supposed to happen. It was all supposed to be disposed within equity time, which was what the term in that state is forthwith. What it means is immediately. What I add is if not sooner. Now I say that because it's part of the deal. When you see officials that are watching this irreparable harm going off, and they find out that there is something that's wrong, they were supposed to act to help you. Is how this is actually supposed to work. So I don't want to know. I don't even need to hear that people say, "Oh, government's bad." No, there's no government at all. It's a usurped condition that none of us ever checked. And when we try to check it, there's not much help, if any. And that's a pretty humbling type of position. You got to kind of just bide your time and continue going. You think I've been wanting to fight the Forest Service and then try to get the county to work for the last 15 or so years because I just enjoy this stuff? No, because there's nobody else that comes and it takes a long time to figure out what the proper course is and have a record to do so. It's not my rule. It's not my aggression. I feel like Russia myself in this regard. And I told you the reflection of what's happening out there, what the government will do to people out there or nations out there is what they're doing to you, whether or not you see it. Did you see a whole generation of people die within 1 year that surpassed the numbers of people, the soldiers that died in the Vietnam War in 10? Did you see that? Did you know that? That was the war you didn't see, right in your own land. Some of you may be listening to know. Young ones that died. I don't know. But that was because they weren't given the proper information. Maybe we didn't know how. I don't know. I don't know the answer because I've been given it the whole time. What we need to be doing. I keep thinking, that sounds like kind of arrogant, I guess. I'm trying to think of what people receive when I say this stuff. That sounds pretty arrogant, but I know I have the record here now. I have the record. I'm able to correlate it till today, what's happening, the continuation of what's going to be happening, the government's appropriating monies behind it. That's still like a waste, fraud, and abuse relative to all this, these things. But because of the way they couch it, the misuse of social media to spread disinformation and incite hate, is that a limitation on the freedom of speech? Well, inciting hate? How about inciting violence, I thought was the one. So maybe this appropriation's fraudulent. I don't know. I can't fight everything. I can only bring ideas to people that haven't thought about it, maybe, and who find favor to be able to at least make the question. Just get it out there. So there's money now being appropriated upon the plan last year to identify certain people, and they're going to go, in this case, go through social media to identify things. And I say, stop using the social media to do that. You shouldn't be doing that anyway. You should be making the records right locally to you, even if it has to go to the feds. And set, again, this is all about setting that up in order that you cannot be constructed into a status that gives them the authority to allow a bureaucrat to treat you. And what I said about doing my petition for our complaint against the Forest Service, I put it in a place that if we get arrested, despite what we're trying to do and to stop it, because these people are that evil and that lawless, that I can tell a judge if I have an opportunity, if they'll listen, where to go to get the petition to read the fact of the criminal complaint against the very people that are charging us and arrested us and to go after them for fraud, dishonest prosecution, malicious prosecution, and fraud on the person who told the attorney that. That's a record I made and laid before we get to the problem, if we get there. It's how I want people to think about what we're into right now. There's no guarantees, but lay your course before you get there. Because they do this stuff. Last year they called people extremists, they gave you the definition. I said, don't go do that, do this other thing over here. Today, now we hear they're making money to go after that situation. A total fraudulent waste and abuse of the Treasury, but they have their ways to make it legitimate. You have no force and effect, and they'll be coming after you. And what I offer is that maybe you should spend less time on the social media and start focusing more on making a record local to you from now on out on how the system doesn't function. And how you've told them that, to present the idea that not only did you tell them, They were derelict, but if they come against you, it's retaliation. What do we hear about the labor? I told you, even in labor, it's recognized. When you do what you're supposed to do, and they harm you, that's retaliation. If you haven't put together all the things where I identify, here, it's here again. Here's the other. Here's what you do to get that. Here's what you have to do in order to be able to protect yourself against this and that and the other. And it's not done on your words or your opinions or your silver bullets. It's done on making a fact, a record. And again, back to the bond thing. You have to send that first letter that I've been telling you to start that process anyway, particular to the COVID and going after. And the use of it for mitigation is off point. It'll work. It will work to some extent. It hasn't been universal. And so you see there's some failures along the way. And I suppose Kyrgyzstan has the same thing. Can anybody use it there? Even to back off the mitigation side? But that's the problem. They learn how to where to go ahead and continue to test you. And if you haven't looked ahead enough, then you're stalemate. So at the one point, if it works for you, great. If it doesn't, well, you're going to have more work, and I hope your record's there. That's all I've been telling people to do. As we move in, as the government, the United States government now puts money behind going after people for disinformation and what a hate, and you don't have a thought about how to turn it around and saying, well, you've just fraudulently characterized my duty to identify your fraud, your dereliction of duty, to evade justice. Pausing. I mean, I just gave you a little string of words you can tie there together as what you can focus on, what you're trying to set these folks up for, because they're doing it. So instead of just talking about it, make a record for it. Give yourself, empower yourself, because they're coming after us. They're coming after us to blow us up and keep us from talking amongst each other, and they're doing a really pretty good job. And I've been trying to give you the narrow path because it's so convoluted at some point. People get confused. I've been saying, people are making some of this way too hard. If it's a hard part, there is a bit of work to get an idea of what you're dealing with. But you don't have to be as comprehensive as somebody behind the woodshed that can tell you what now the MIT professor and scientist tells you today. That's kind of like gravy on top to show you, because I have a bigger bar to cross for people. Because who am I? I mean, what do you do? They do this in the law. I can state the law, and I get attorneys saying, well, what do you know? You're not an attorney. I go, yeah, and thankfully so. But that doesn't ingratiate myself to them or the people they advise, which is really ends up being the problem. And so we have I have to address that even more in a different way. And we're, again, working on it, continually working on something we should never have to, which is the real mind-boggler for people. Okay, moving on, and we see that Kyrgyzstan is now in the news as well. We look back at the freedom convoys. We look at how you become an extremist. I've been asking you to consider so you can't be looked at that way. And if they try to do that to you, you have a judicial move. You get them for the fraud and the dereliction and the invasion and the obstruction of justice. Kyrgyzstan's finance intelligence expert admits freedom convoy donors pose no threat. So in the face of posing no threat, we get the MIT, if you will, expert to say, I'll tell us that they posed no threat. No kidding, they didn't pose a threat. But that response wasn't about legitimate threat. Like the DHS isn't about legitimate threat. It's about fomenting and fabricating threat in order to give them a plausible place to go attack people. And they can't do that so easy with a record that proves that they are in dereliction. Kyrgyzstan's finance intelligence expert admits freedom convoy donors pose no threat. Why is that even a question? Of course they weren't, but this wasn't about actual threats. This is about they're fabricated at the highest level. When you are determined into an enemy combatant by the PATRIOT Act and able to be by 2010 being dealt with administratively by a bureaucrat under an order of death without due process, you should have figured something out there about this. This is not about legitimate things. Freedom convoy accused, and so you move that. They're not a threat, but the freedom convoy accused of trying to overthrow the government. That's no different than the DHS last year saying these extremists who sit inside these movements can be treated as if they are attempting to overthrow the government. What about think June 6th was about? January 6th was about? So it's in the notice. It's right here. Freedom convoy accused of trying to overthrow the government. because there wasn't a proper record made. You're actually addressing the dereliction and fraud committed by the people in office contrary to the objective basis. And you have a duty to call that out so then you get on the correct side of this discussion. It's not an argument. And then now, once you make that record, now them saying that you are trying to overthrow the government, where you have the right to say and identify and then analyze and have enough information to analyze whether or not officials are committing fraud or abusing the office for maladministration, is where you stand. If you don't have a record, they get to call you names. I've told you this over and over. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's National Security Advisor, see how they go right there, National Security, Jody Thomas, has accused the anti-COVID vaccine mandate Freedom Convoy protests of seeking to overthrow the government by occupying Ottawa. Somebody, everybody involved in that should be countering this. Look at what you have the ability to counter and attack what he said right there with your list of grievances and rights of dereliction and fraud claims and demand that he counter that before he has the right to say those folks wanted to overthrow the government. In fact, they were attempting to regain lawful government. You need to make that statement, and there's people that can make that even more way more eloquent than I could. I'm just giving you the basic core of where you start. And then I suggest, don't get too wild. Keep it as tight as you can. There's few pages. These people aren't that smart. They may be jab damaged. They're not going to want to see. They got blinders on. They got an agenda. Again, we know that they're dealing with they're a global usurpation and an insurrection. It's not stopped, just like you didn't see 60,000 young people killed by the gene therapy promoted as a vaccine being greater death than the Vietnam War, a war against the millennials. You didn't see a lot of this. And I'm pointing it out today. I've been watching the whole thing. It's in dismay. Kyrgyzstan, civil liberties protesters had their bank accounts frozen while have permanent record. This is, I predicted, this was set up to do. They're attempting, again, this is the social credit stuff. This is all that coming together. But they are deemed to be a threat. You don't have a record to the contrary. They got the highest authorized voice coming out to say that you are a national security risk. And so what do we get to do? It's like dealing with the trading with the enemy act of the United States in 1917 or something. No, they get to say they get to close off all your commerce because you're a belligerent, because you're a terrorist, because you're a national security threat. So apparently you have a law similar in Kyrgyzstan as we do in the United States over trading with the enemy, which is still valid, notwithstanding the so-called repeal of all the declared emergencies. The Trading with the Enemy Act was one of a couple that were maintained, notwithstanding that repeal. You have it in Kyrgyzstan. I can just read it right here. And so you have to address that. You're all being set up for the takedown, and you're not making a record of the contrary, and you're not making those challenges. And then you might have to follow through, and you have to exercise the corrupt judiciary, yes you will, to make the record of how corrupt it is. And you're speaking to a greater world. You're speaking to the court of public opinion at that point. But you're also speaking to the core group of people that would know what that means, and you come together, each one, in mutual defense of the other. All understanding the record they've made to show you're up against not the government, but usurpers of the government. I hope you appreciate how this works. We're on continuing as we see, again, correlation between the South and the North United States of Stanistan or something. I don't even know what do you call this corruption that's going on? And it inflicts itself. Ziostan? Maybe that's what this is. Ziostan. Ziocons. They thought they were neocons, but look very carefully. They're not. They're not. None of these people that are having decisions anymore, everywhere it seems, are seemingly without their attachment, without their prior obligation and duty to somewhere else. And I'll just say Ziocons. You're seeing it over there in Ukraine, in the United States, over representation. You're watching it up north. in Kyrgyzstan. An NSI COP found ample evidence that both Justin Trudeau and Chrystia Freeland are under the influence of control of foreign states and entities. So this is what I'm saying. These are usurpers that have secreted themselves in. We kind of see it through the World Health Federation. We see it through Soros stuff. This is all the stuff that sustainability is. But those have already been in the system for decades and decades. We identified back in 2013. Finally, we heard the one term we could say is sustainability. It's beyond that. But that's just, you can get yourself focused in on what is being done. It's a usurpation of legitimate government. These are eight change agents. And it doesn't surprise me that the people are finding this, because we have that power to be able to track it down. Now you see that they're under the influence. So the appearance of impropriety is enough in normal rule of law areas that you can also invoke. You don't have to be one that proves a point. You just show that there's the appearance of an impropriety. Now, if you have more, way better. But you can start with the mere appearance. You're not going to get much with it, but at least you get your foot in the door to be able to not push back on someone trying to tell you that you're some extremist because you typed something on some social media thing. So they're talking about ample evidence. I track this if you're interested to find out what's going on and the interesting problem that's being involved with other nations. You can track this through this tab. They go on here. I found that there was ample evidence that both Justin Trudeau and Chrystia Freeland are under the influence and control of foreign states. Justin Trudeau redacted Germany and German EU states like insolvent Ukraine. Chrystia Freeland has been serving Ukraine's national interests, bailing out and bankrolling Ukraine's neo-Nazi government and providing Ukraine with CAF troops and RCMP officers. If you think that they're helping you there in Kyrgyzstan, they're law enforcement people. They're enforcing the law? I don't think so. RCMP officers and government funding. Well, while she served in foreign affairs minister. Going on and on, you can find out. You're going to find out these people are not necessarily so, what's the word? I can't remember the word now. All these words are missing. They're not dedicated to your, they're not faithful to their oath of office, actually. They got dual interests, whether or not they're a Zyokhan, but it all ends up going back to that. And you find now we have connection here through to Ukraine, as that place is just becoming, just the wound that's being opened by the shelling and the wounds that are being caused are causing more people to look in, causing the actual perpetrators to try and evade the problem. It exposes them if you keep looking, and we the people have the ability to start looking at that. That's where we go with this. Remember, we just jumped over to Ukraine. Why do we do that from Canada? There's not supposed to be anything going on there. But there is. So that's a problem. We have to realize the importance of what might be going on beyond what we are told is Russia invading a country. And I said before, I want to remind you, Russia will be creating the same globalist thing on their own as this thing moves and pivots to somewhere else financially across the globe. Different financial systems will be put in place and different control structures that all are being run by a very similar rule set. Canadian Kyrgyzstan Deputy Prime Minister shares then deletes photo holding fascist banner at Ukraine protest. Now, why would they do this stuff? I mean, there wants to be a time that even, that politicians, even as corrupt as they can be, were a little bit more cognizant of this kind of thing. But we see, to back up this evidence, is this jab damage? Is this innocent jab damage? You don't want them in your country. You don't want them leading you. You don't want them making decisions, even if it's that. But the records are clear. These are usurpers taking down countries, and they've been there for a long time. Decades and decades these people have been. Don't get lost in the face, how their face looks young. They're the face for a very old corruption. And those people have figured you out, and you are capitulating. Canadians reacted to the outrage Sunday night, and this is a couple weeks back, after Deputy PM Freeland posted and then removed a controversial photo in which she was carrying a banner of notorious Nazi collaborator, Ukrainian Insurgent Army. So where are the allegiances, I guess is the word I was looking for before. And this is just that. That's Kyrgyzstan. These are the decisions that are being made. These are the people that are making decisions to control and cause people in Kanukistan, the people, to be extremists and considered terrorists of national security. What? Whose nation? And as we move from, we heard Germany spoken of and correlating to Kanukistan, and we see this whole thing with Ukraine and what it starts to devolve, as I've told you about the sanctions are going to be like spitting into the wind. It's going to hurt everybody but Russia. No, they'll be hurt a bit, but they've got it protected, and it won't matter anyway because they have it's a life and death situation by their perception. We don't have an option we have no opinion about that. And when you put yourself in their shoes, what the wife Dave did decided, then we can see that it doesn't matter to them. Till you kill them, it won't matter. Sanctions are irrelevant. And you're seeing the sanctions are wearing out real fast. They can't do anything. They're impotent. I told you that last week. But we see here the spit in the face is coming back to Europe very quickly. Here it starts, as I get a tweet from oilprice.com. 2 days ago, it was Shell cutting heating oil deliveries to Germany. Now OMV in Austria. Soon energy rationing will become commonplace in Europe. To pick up on brace for rationing, folks, was Christian over there at Iceland, ice farm. Farmer. Now, this is energy in Germany. This is a place that went green. You'd think that they would be protected, but they're not. So that you see this green deal, the raw deal the people get, is actually going to affect them terribly. The OMV in Austria is a major player in delivering energy. They're going right at the people in heating oils and things. That was going to, it's predictable outcome. The people will suffer. Now, all people will suffer. I don't care how they do it. The prices are going up. If I have a link here, even in Germany, they're now an association of small and medium sized businesses are declaring those industries are in bankruptcy now because of energy costs. And that's what green does. It raises the price. They tax you to implement more green, more harm, more cost, more increase, and they raise the price. We've identified that here in the States. They're doing it all the time. They take out your dams. They take out all this stuff. They limit the ability when they don't have an answer. It's a fraud that they imposed about using carbon. Pollution is one thing. Conflating that to be climate change is totally different. Climate change is the political climate change. Don't forget that. Climate change is a political word. German PM says NATO, despite all this happening now in the face of the German people, and the rise in the attack on their energies, as we saw in the UK, the energy prices are going to go sky high. A German MP says NATO responsible for Ukraine crisis should have guaranteed neutral status. That's only one of the four reasonable points that I talked to you about, that a German PM is looking at the same thing in Ukraine, apparently with an open enough mind, and saying, we should have protected that the Ukraine stay neutral. And we even hear the stupidity behind, we have the Swiss now removing their neutrality to actually get involved, which now you have to go look at the Vatican if you don't think this thing is well integrated. Anyway, on and on, we can talk about all kinds of stuff here. According to the member of the Bundestag, the debate around Ukraine's NATO membership was the trigger for current events. The West's unwillingness to make concessions to Russia on such a key issue offended Moscow. And I'm going to tell you that offense was way more than the word would suggest. And this MP is saying it's a failure of the West. This is where I place the blame as well, when what Russia was asking for was some buffer between what appears to be aggressions to them from the West, where NATO was never supposed to advance one inch and has been. And again, just listening to the video of there, again, with the translation, I have to admit that it's correct. The meeting that Putin had with all his ministers the day before they came in, they went into Ukraine, they were laying out the fact, the question was asked, they haven't listened to us for all this time. Why do we continue to expect they will listen to us? When do we stop this? And so these are some very solemn discussions that were had right before they decided to go in. And at some point, when you keep talking, and this is what our problem in the States are, like I say, I feel like I'm Russia with being a mineral state grantee with the mining claim, that the federal government attacks us and the local officials want to scuff their feet or hide or whatever they're doing, because we haven't figured quite what they're doing in their silence, to do and stand up to their oath is as if they got a third party agreement to have the ability to continue to attack a land that's not there. We're feeling as if that's what they've been allowing the feds are NATO against us. I don't see much different in how this kind of gets itself out. Only we don't have as grantees, we don't have the power of a nation and an army. And so we're supposed to go through the lead to paper instead of out of the end of a gun, right? That's supposed to be more civil. And anyway, so we see the fraudulent nature of this, but an MP comes up and says, hey, there was a problem on the west side, and now we're paying for it. You see, the people start paying for it right away, and it's right in this climate change thing, right upon the thing that they've been attacking as you watch the implementation of the Great Reset by other terms. There's other functions. It's all inside the government. And we find that moving in, and the thing is becoming a more blown up thing. I don't know what the question has been, folks. I've been talking to it. I talked about it last week. More proof as more sites and websites pop up with the proof of it. And I'm grateful to it, but at some point, why do we hang around for so long on the information that was known a decade ago? Victoria Nuland admits Ukraine has biological research facilities, which she fears Russia may seize. And then, boy, this is a real gamesman game play here. By claiming that you have a bioweapons facility because the person who is offended that you have that and you won't get rid of them, that you are now afraid if they get your weapons, your bioweapons and chemical weapons plants, that they may use them against you. It's really the height of a gamesmanship and stupidity at some level, but it's also being used to plausibly cover what they've been doing all along, that they agree biological research facilities are there. I've heard a lot of apologists about it, but there's other avenues of proof that show these were not just, oh, we're studying the bacteria on the back of a caterpillar. These are weapons, wet labs. I talked about it last week. Now there's more proof this week that they, Nuland, remember she was part of the 2014 overthrow. Nuland is also a Ziocon, as well as lots of people around them. I'm moving this through, and as I talked about to someone last night, I have a hunch. The things and the troop movements around Ukraine are really not about Ukraine either, on top of it not being about Ukraine. There's another move possibly historically on happening, and so the Ziocons are relevant to this, but to get a string of connection back to the Middle East where this thing is actually at. But I won't go too much further there. It's too much conjecture. Just going to watch that. But now Nuland, the overthrow expert that was the puppeteer for the overthrow of Ukraine's government in 2014, now comes on the record as guided by Senator Rubio relative to chemical weapons. And watching the interaction is very telling as well. You need to know in the United States how these people work. And you need to know that Nuland wasn't even doing a good enough job that Rubio, who must be another Ziocon, was guiding her to say and explain on the record how much of a threat Russia was because the United States had supported the Ukrainian bioweapons labs. So bad that they're destroying evidence, as I told you last week. This is all, you need to see how this works out. We need to get rid of the whitewash that's put on that these officials are doing in order to cover up a very serious thing that Russia saw that could no longer live with because it was a direct threat. I don't care how you couch your support of a bioweapons lab. You don't have gobs of them in a country right next to another one and watch what the United States did with COVID and watch what the United States has done in history relative to all this and the willingness the United States is to make people guinea pigs. And if you're Russia, I can't imagine how you can maintain. And if those labs exist, they need to be gone. And that's part of what's going on. And what they're now saying is, oh, that Russia will use those things. Well, I told you last week, I don't think so. Russia's not going to use those things. They have their own. Now, why would they use those things? And they have to be very careful about not letting things out. And so that's another false flag that could happen. So we're in a very serious type of problem. Nuland, the U.S. working with Ukraine to keep U.S. biological research facilities out of the hands of Russians, out of Russia's hands. The story goes on, this narration goes on about how Russia now is the threat because the United States had bioweapons lab and chemical weapons labs on the Russian border. What are they destroying? If it was just an innocuous thing, and you need to watch how Rubio guides the final answer from Newland, who didn't quite get it right. And that he coached her to say that Russia was the threat. Totally avoiding the fact that this Rubio dude was in all this time to allow the appropriations to continue the threat, that Russia finally said, enough is enough. We're done. And you need to watch this worm coach the other worm into making a record that seemingly justifies or gives the press the justification to make the headlines you've watched. It's sickening. It's just, I don't know what more to say about it. It's again, what do? My hands clench. I want to choke people. These people don't deserve to be where they are. They certainly don't deserve to be walking free amongst other people. And so, I don't know what more to say than that. Because what do? Where do we go? There's people out there that may have a way to get at them. This has to be taken care of. And we move on to say and continue. I don't know what the question about Ukraine and other places, as we've talked. I told you about my memory hole posting of 2018. Talked about Joseph Moshe back all the way back to 2009 and all that stuff. This is not question. Why it continues to be a question is impressive. But at any rate, here we have a exclusive deleted web pages show Obama led an effort to build Ukraine-based biolab handling especially dangerous pathogens. Do I need really to read more to show that the West should not have been there doing what they've been doing? They shouldn't have even had the appearance of doing that. No, they got both feet and their money coming in all this time. And I don't know why this is a big deal, like it's breaking news. I've been talking about it behind the woodshed for decades, a decade and a half. All right, so it's all there. It's not like it's there. You just got to go read it. Everybody could read this stuff. Why this is a continuing problem and why we're a confused society everywhere, I don't really understand it. Secret documents revealed where all the Americans examined the crown from the village. Pentagon did not study the bat crown virus in the biological laboratories near Russia borders, only in Ukraine, but also in Georgia. There's Luger, my memory hole, Armenia, Azerbaijan, Turkey. Now look who's involved now. The connection back into the Middle East, Jordan. In China. COVID. Sputnik journalists learned after studying the documents of American services. Suggestion. Chemical weapon from China, not an organic material. The Pentagon has not studied the bat coronavirus in biological laboratories near the borders of Russia Federation, only in Ukraine. Since 2017, in a secret laboratory of the American Luger Center in Tbilisi, I get that right better this week, while the laboratory contractor is under the control of the U.S. Department of Defense. At warp speed, folks. So I don't need to read more, I hope. Hope you get it, but I want you to read this. Go get the broadcast link. Go track it down. See for yourself the eyes to see. Get them. Understand the culprits we're working at. That Rubio, this boy, what a worm, gets the Newland to say what she wouldn't say, hadn't said before, that Russia done. And understand the question. Why the question? This has been going on forever. Rubio knew this. And we're hurting people. The United States is hurting people. As planned. And they're driven by Zyokons. As planned. And allowed. And continuing to be allowed. And I wrote a Twitter out based on these this memory hole. I put another one in. Again, no people. Not many. If anybody. Nobody read this one. No response. It's pretty fascinating. Writing's on the wall. Writing's been in the paperwork. And then I have an observation. I just write whatever I can do on Twitter. People expect U.S. government lying about bioweapons labs in Ukraine and destroying evidence, told the truth to Americans about the warp speed deployment of a patented chemical weapon attack upon them under cover of treating flu-like symptoms. I'm speechless, actually, sitting right here. I cannot believe what I just read. And I see the silence, the crickets in the world. The people that allow the lie to continue. And then we wonder what Russia's doing. And I want you to put yourself there. Your neighbor is cooking up a bunch of bioweapons or chemical weapons that have ability to come across your land And what do you, and they just, and they say they're not going to stop. And then they got another neighbor that's a meth, but maybe it's meth, and they're going to help invest in that. What are you going to do when the law enforcement's in on it too? What are you going to do? You going to sit there until they poison you? I'm not so sure. I'm not so sure. And yet watch the mirror, the mirror, the carnival mirror of what's happening in Ukraine. They did to Americans. They did to Kyrgyzstanians. They did to Australians. They did to everyone in the world. Is anybody seeing this atrocity, and is anybody going to stand up and help to get the word out? I mean, I ask, can you just tweet, send a thing, whatever you're going to do, get the word out. Use social media while we can. No, no one does any of that. Okay, a few of you do, and thank you very much. Hundreds of people listen to the broadcast over the week. Thank you very much. But what are we doing beyond that? What am I bringing that helps you to help us and help yourself? Because these people are willing to kill people around the world. The Zyokons are everywhere this is. That has to come on the radar at some point. And then we find all concurrence, everything I've said behind the woodshed, memory horror or not. Not because it's said here, because you just go out, you just get, look at the news, you go, track it down. The documents are all there. Who, WHO, not the rock group, the OWL, or the little people of Whoville, the World Health Organization, advised in past tense, Kiev, to destroy disease-causing pathogens. Well, good for them, folks. But now we know, this concurrence, another witness, that they were pathogens that required destruction. And now we get it from the same people that called a pandemic, that actually said there was none when you looked at how they did that. That was used as an authority. They've been overseeing. They knew about this. And they want to do this to prevent the pathogens from being leaked accidentally, and that's in quotes. Is that a setup for a false flag? I mean, I don't know. What is the... The point is they're there. They're not supposed to be there. Russia's saying you're not supposed to have that there on top of a few other things. And you didn't listen. And that's enough. You've threatened us too much. And at that point, I'm just wondering, I've just got to sit back and watch and hope this thing goes up, which whatever way it goes, one way or the other, and the people on the ground stop suffering. Because the United States fomented this the entire time now. Who just admits that we have something that should have never been in that country? Remember, we don't have a dog, supposed to have a dog in a fight in Ukraine. It's not NATO. It's not supposed to be able to make NATO. So what'd they do? An end around the Zyokon Zelensky who does an end around, oh, make us part of the EU. You think that's going to solve the problem? No, Russia just looks at this as a continuing threat and a continuing ability of the West to aid and abet the very things they've been perpetrating against Russia. However, their perception is that we have no position to alter. And if you want to go sustainability, then that's how that works. Remember the precautionary principle. So even that's being promoted in all this. It's fascinating how the people have really geniusly brought this along. So who's the pariah? We ask in all this nonsense, what's gone on and the shakeup that's going up in the world, and I'm not sure where it's all the dust settled, but we really better be careful of what's going on, because what has been going on with the preeminence of the dollar in the world, the petrodollar, and if it gets cut its knees, the United States is we'll find out. Well, Detroitification is going to be thought of as a utopia compared to what's going to happen here. Who's the pariah? Not the World Health Organization now, but the man. After snubbing Biden, Saudi Aramco agrees to build massive refinery in China. Spitting in our into the wind, folks, is what's going on here. And not even the Saudis are going to set up with it. And if you understand the relationship between the United States, the petrodollar, and Saudis, and you watch the shift to China for distillates, watch out. Watch out what's going on. Biden, the strong Biden, the President Biden of the most powerful country in the world, Saudi Arabia said, we're going to go do something over here with China. So watch out, folks. Poll, majority of Americans blame Joe Biden for Putin's invasion of Ukraine. I wanted to point this out because look very carefully. It sounds good in the title. The Americans blame Joe Biden for Putin's invasion of Ukraine, because I've said the West has been the cause. Well, when you go look, poll, and this is the danger of polls, actually shows that people are not don't appreciate that Biden doesn't look stronger. In other words, people in the United States are saying the United States should be attacking. And when you realize what that's what this poll is doing and what it's trying to garner and what it's trying to say, it's the wrong answer that's promoted to the people to accept. And when you have the majority of people saying so, they think they're in that herd, we must be right. And I don't know what more to say on that. Polls are very dangerous, but they give to people who have not another thought in their brain what the majority is doing just to go with it. And this is not a time when we can actually let that happen. However, on the surface of it, if you were listening to what I was saying, oh good, Americans believe that Joe was to blame. Well, he's not, because this is set up before him too. He's just helped to finish the part of it. But it would say that this report says that Americans believe we should be stronger, which that means we should be more warlike. We should be less considerate. And we're looking past the inconsideration that we've already done. And as well, now adding to the problem that Russia didn't lead with was these Ukraine bioweapons labs and other Eastern Bloc country bioweapons labs. Remember, it's all along the line there. When does Russia finally say stop? Well, they finally did. And now we blame them. I don't think, if you believe in property, I don't think so. Disarming Ukraine, day 15, a curious hospital bombing, and a no-fly zone. I want to bring up here something that's silenced by this story. The hospital bombing was blamed on Russia. The stories I get from the few journalists that are over there talking to people say that the Ukrainian army, what you're not hearing is the Ukrainian army is infiltrating these residential areas. They threw the people out of the hospital to use the hospital as a fort of some sort, a defensive position. That's why there was only 17 people dead or hurt, died at this attack. But we're not hearing that the Ukrainian army is killing their own, attacking their own after they leave, displacing their own. And again, be aware that that's what's going on. We only see the pictures after. We don't hear the condition prior. And it's hard to get information about it. And as I'm moving through here quickly, I want to bring back the Ziocon idea. There's some titles. I'll put some links. Israel lobby in the U.S. has always played a prominent role in determining policy towards Iran. You think it also about Syria, about Ukraine, about everywhere else in the world? Consider that. As I also point out, 9/11 was a jointly conducted covert operation. Ryan Dawson believes 9/11 was a jointly conducted covert operation where Americans and the Israelis cooperated together to kill innocent Americans. His complaint is the noise of all the other stuff about that has covered up the truth. And I don't know more about what he has to offer, but these are the things pointing out that the Ziocons are really running a lot of what we are what we're seeing. It doesn't seem that there's any break from that, and there's no relief from that undue influence and appearance of impropriety, as I can see, violations to people. So I hope I did something today to open your mind, make you think, maybe dig in. And if you've been digging in, find a place that you can actually become effectual. Certainly make your records to protect yourself so you can't be blamed to be some sort of extremist by some bureaucrat statement. And do what you can, if you will, to pass the broadcast, promote it, whatever you can do. Send suggestions, markonabisaprotonmail.com. And we'll try to move this broadcast along. I don't know really what more to do. And I'll be with you next week, tech diffs or nature willing.
Well, that's another lesson. I hope with today's information you can take it to those that misbehave. From behind the woodshed, leaving his mark on the beast, this is Hal Anthony. Till next time, journey with purpose.
open up a can of whoop-ass feels like.
Son, you just opened a whole case of whoop-ass.